Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, how to effectively discuss learning from mistakes in IELTS speaking. Learning from mistakes is a universal experience that IELTS examiners often explore in the speaking test. This topic allows candidates to showcase their ability to reflect on personal experiences, demonstrate growth, and articulate complex ideas in English. Let's delve into how you can excel when discussing this theme in your IELTS speaking exam. Understanding the topic's relevance in IELTS speaking. The subject of learning from mistakes is a recurring theme in IELTS speaking tests. It's particularly common in parts 2 and 3, where candidates are expected to provide more in-depth responses and engage in abstract discussions. Examiners use this topic to assess a candidate's ability to reflect on personal experiences, describe processes of growth and change, express complex ideas and emotions, use a range of vocabulary related to learning and self-improvement. Given its prevalence and versatility, it's crucial to be well prepared to discuss this topic effectively. Part 1: Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, you might encounter questions related to mistakes in learning. Here's an example question with a suggested response. Examiner: Do you think it's important to learn from mistakes? Candidate: Absolutely. I believe learning from mistakes is crucial for personal growth and development. When we make errors and take the time to reflect on them, we gain valuable insights that can help us improve our skills and decision-making in the future. It's often through our mistakes that we discover our most important lessons in life. Part 2: Long-term cue card. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a time when you had to learn from a mistake. You should say what the mistake was, when and where it happened, how you learned from it, and explain how this experience affected you. Sample answer: I'd like to talk about a significant mistake I made during my first year at university, which taught me an invaluable lesson about time management and priorities. The mistake occurred during my first semester when I was taking a challenging economics course. I had always been a good student in high school, so I initially approached my university studies with overconfidence. I underestimated the workload and complexity of the course material, believing I could easily catch up later if I fell behind. As the semester progressed, I found myself procrastinating on my economics assignments, often prioritizing social activities over my studies. I kept telling myself that I would eventually find time to review the material, but before I knew it, the final exam was just a week away. Realizing the gravity of my situation, I spent the entire week before the exam in a frantic state, trying to cram months' worth of information into a few days. Despite my best efforts, I performed poorly on the exam and received a much lower grade than I had ever experienced before. This experience was a wake-up call for me. I learned the hard way that success in university requires consistent effort and good time management skills. I realized that I needed to develop better study habits and prioritize my academic responsibilities. Following this incident, I made significant changes to my approach to studying. I started creating detailed study schedules, breaking down large assignments into manageable tasks, and setting aside dedicated time each day for review and practice. I also learned to balance my social life with my academic commitments more effectively. This experience had a profound effect on me. It not only improved my academic performance in subsequent semesters, but also helped me develop valuable life skills. I became more disciplined, better at managing my time, and more aware of the importance of consistent effort in achieving long-term goals. This lesson in responsibility and self-discipline has served me well in various aspects of my life, both in my studies and in my personal growth. Follow-up questions. How did this experience change your approach to studying? Do you think making mistakes is necessary for learning? What advice would you give to others to avoid similar mistakes? Part 3: Two-way discussion. Do you think society is generally forgiving of people's mistakes? Candidate: That's an interesting question. I believe society's forgiveness often depends on the nature and scale of the mistake. In general, there seems to be a growing recognition that mistakes are part of the human experience and can lead to growth. However, the level of forgiveness can vary greatly. For minor mistakes or errors made by individuals in their personal lives, society tends to be quite forgiving, especially if the person shows genuine remorse and a willingness to learn. We often celebrate stories of people who have overcome past mistakes to achieve success. On the other hand, when it comes to more serious mistakes, particularly those that harm others or violate ethical standards, society can be less forgiving. This is especially true for public figures or those in positions of power. Their mistakes are often scrutinized more heavily, and the consequences can be more severe. I think there's a delicate balance between holding people accountable for their actions and allowing room for growth and redemption. Ideally, society should encourage a culture where mistakes are seen as opportunities for learning and improvement rather than purely as failures. This approach can foster innovation and personal development while still maintaining necessary standards of behavior. How can educational institutions better prepare students to learn from their mistakes? Candidate. Educational institutions play a crucial role in shaping how students perceive and learn from mistakes. There are several ways they can better prepare students in this regard. Firstly, schools and universities should foster a growth mindset among students. This involves teaching that abilities and intelligence can be developed through effort, learning, and persistence. When students understand that making mistakes is a natural part of the learning process, they're more likely to take risks and see failures as opportunities for growth. Secondly, educational institutions can incorporate reflective practices into their curriculum. This could involve regular self-assessment exercises where students analyze their mistakes, identify what went wrong, and develop strategies for improvement. Such practices help students become more self-aware and proactive in their learning. Moreover, teachers can model how to handle mistakes constructively. By openly discussing their own mistakes and how they learned from them, educators can demonstrate that even experts continue to learn and grow. Lastly, schools can implement assessment methods that value the process of learning as much as the final result. This might include formative assessments, project-based learning, or portfolios that showcase a student's progress over time. Such approaches encourage students to take risks, learn from failures, and focus on continuous improvement rather than just achieving a perfect score. By implementing these strategies, educational institutions can create an environment where mistakes are seen as stepping stones to success, better preparing students for the challenges they'll face in their future careers and personal lives. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Wake-up call, noun. Wake call, an event that makes you realize you need to take action to change a situation. Example, failing the exam was a wake-up call that I needed to change my study habits. Procrastinate, verb, crestinate, to delay doing something that you should do, usually because you don't want to do it. Example, I tend to procrastinate when faced with difficult tasks, which often leads to last-minute stress. Growth mindset, the belief that abilities can be developed through dedication and hard work. Example, adopting a growth mindset has helped me approach challenges more positively. Stepping stone, noun, step in stone, something that helps you to progress or achieve something. Example, I view each mistake as a stepping stone towards ultimate success. Scrutinize, verb, tenize, to examine something very carefully and in great detail. Example, the committee scrutinized every aspect of the proposal before making a decision. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test when discussing learning from mistakes. Use a variety of vocabulary and complex sentence structures to demonstrate your language proficiency. Provide specific examples from your personal experience to support your points. Show your ability to analyze situations and reflect on their implications. Practice discussing this topic from different angles, considering both personal and societal perspectives. Be prepared to discuss related themes such as personal growth, education, and societal attitudes towards failure and success. Remember, the key to success in IELTS speaking is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Aim for fluency, coherence, and a natural conversational style while showcasing your language skills. For more tips on handling challenging topics in IELTS speaking, you might find it helpful to read about how to describe a time you had to deal with failure, or how to describe a time you had to make a decision under pressure. These resources can provide additional strategies for discussing complex personal experiences effectively in your IELTS speaking test. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.